Hello, this is Climate and Community, Maine Voices for Action, with a Climate to Thrive. This five-minute weekly program will illuminate stories of climate courage, solutions, and resilience-building action. I'm your host, Brianna Cunliffe.
Last week, I talked with Abigail Hain, the Governor's Office of Policy, Innovation, and the Future's Youth Climate Engagement Coordinator, about the new initiative called Climate in Me, designed to make it more accessible for young Mainers to engage in climate action. Here's more of our conversation, this time delving into the unique challenges and opportunities facing young folks when they enter into climate conversation.
It has shown me just how much we need to give more young people a better platform to take action and ask questions in a safe space, right? There's a lot of barriers that young people face in climate action and climate change. And it shouldn't be up to those people to like overcome those barriers themselves, whether it's transportation issues or like a knowledge gap or whatever it might be. There is a lot going on in the world and there's a lot to be worrying about as a young person. And it's a lot to keep up with. We have to communicate and engage young people in a different way than we do with older generations. We have to be mindful of the words that we use and the acronyms. And so I think we, as an office, have done so much recently to really make sure that the way we communicate with different audiences is incredibly approachable. And it's a lot of just translating policy. That was kind of part of the sort of inspiration for creating my job, is just being a bit of a translator and a bit of a language speaker to be able to connect with other young people and to kind of break down the work that we do in digestible ways. And I think that's important, not only for young people, but really for anyone that's interested in the work that we do. And so I am really happy that I can do the best job I can do to be a resource to young people and to just make it a little easier for them to learn about climate action and policy in Maine, and hopefully remove some of those barriers that young Mainers are facing. We want youth voices in particular to be involved in the process, and there's not a lot of obvious avenues, even though a lot of it has to do with young people, like what's happening in their schools and their households and their communities. I think young people experience climate change in a totally different way than older generations, especially high school students, have grown up in this world where it's really, I think, all they've ever known. And for a lot of us, it's not all we've ever known. And that really changes how you perceive the change that's going on around you, and that adds such a unique perspective to youth voices. We always say that young people bring an urgency to the conversation, and that's great, but also some young people just want to see good changes made to their community and to their school and to their trail system or to their church or to whatever it might be. There's a lot of local changes we can make, and young people are so connected to different parts of their communities in ways that I think it's so important to bring in their opinions and perspectives and to highlight those in policy decision-making processes. I always try to avoid the cliche of the idea that young people are really passionate and they're going to save the world and we need to listen to them and put their voices at the top of the pedestal. And like, we totally should highlight youth voices. That is not what I'm trying to say, but like, the fact that we should just dump everything on them and expect this new generation to come in and save the planet is totally past the point. And I try and be really mindful of that. We need to give them a seat at the table and give them the cutlery and the glassware and everything they need to be a meaningful part of the conversation. And that is really at the center of the work that I do, is having those real conversations with students in every corner of the state and understanding what climate change means to them and their community, and how state policy can really benefit them in the best way possible.
It's work that also happens in partnership, including partnerships with Maine Youth for Climate Justice, Just Me for Justice, Maine Environmental Education Association, and more.
It was also very important to me to not reinvent the wheel of the amazing work that's already happening for youth climate action in the state of Maine. And I knew right off the bat that I just wanted to meet with the people who have been doing this work for years and who are working in these community-based organizations and learn about and respect and empower the work that they do. I think there's so much power in collaboration and partnership, and especially between state agencies and community-based organizations and nonprofits. We shouldn't just be stuck in our own sectors trying to work away alone. It's totally essential to team up and learn from each other. right now is a super exciting time to get involved in the process because we are updating our state climate action plan. And if you want to have a say in any of those, in any of the strategies that we'll be putting into the climate action plan, now is totally the time to do it through our survey. It's going to be a lot of great ways to easily add your input through Instagram, LinkedIn, or just emailing me.
You can do all of that by searching Maine Climate and Me. This has been Climate and Community with a Climate to Thrive, every Thursday morning at 8:30. Thanks for listening.